Good morning. A wave of low pressure continues to pass through interior New York and New England with a round of mixed precipitation. Most locations saw some light snow accumulate overnight, changing to sleet, which is causing some slippery travel on untreated surfaces as we enter into the morning commute. Temperatures have been climbing all night long. Still, though, most places remain slightly below freezing. As we get deeper into the morning, and especially this afternoon, readings will climb through the 30s and into the lower 40s on average for afternoon highs, with a few scattered rain showers. A new area of energy is diving through the Midwest and Great Lakes. This will generate another area of weak pressure that'll arrive later today with another round of precipitation, this time, though, mostly in the form of rain through the evening commute and into the nighttime hours. It'll rain overnight as temperatures stay in the 30s. As we get into the early morning hours on Wednesday, colder air will sweep in behind this system from the west. What's left of the precipitation will transition back to snow, and we could have small accumulations for the morning drive on Wednesday as temperatures slide back toward and below freezing. The rest of Wednesday will feature scattered snow showers and a gusty northwest wind with temperatures hovering right around freezing. Drier air will also build in on Wednesday afternoon and especially Wednesday night, but much colder air as well on Thursday and Friday. With a few scattered snow showers, skies will be mostly cloudy and it will be very windy on Thursday afternoon with highs staying in the 20s. Only in the teens for afternoon highs on Friday with a gusty northwest breeze. High pressure will also build in, keeping it dry for the beginning of the weekend. On Saturday, we can expect mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 20s. A wave of low pressure in the Tennessee Valley will slide toward the mid-Atlantic coast on Saturday night and Sunday. Right now, it looks like this system may bring some light snow on its northern fringe to the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. We'll keep track of the exact path of this system. Either way, it looks like Sunday into Monday will remain cold with highs in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as another round of energy dives through the Midwest, low pressure is expected to deepen as it moves toward the coast. This second storm will usher in much colder air, resulting in rain changing back to snow, with moderate to heavy snow accumulations likely from the central to northern Appalachians, as well as downwind of the upper Great Lakes. The heaviest accumulations are likely in excess of 8 inches along the Canadian border. Winter weather advisories and winter storm watches are in effect. On the West Coast, the next round of precipitation is arriving right now as deep low pressure moves across the eastern Pacific Ocean. Locally heavy rainfall is likely in the lower elevations of Northern California and the Pacific Northwest, with localized flash flooding possible, especially along favored upslope regions of Northern California. Accumulating snow is possible in the highest terrain, particularly from the Cascades to the Sierra Nevada and eastward into parts of the Northern Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with moderate snow, blowing snow and fog, 7 degrees with a southwest wind at 32, gusting to 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 28 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 30 degrees, the dew point 21, 69% relative humidity, a south wind at 21, gusting to 31 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers mid-40s, Boston cloudy with snow changing to rain and ending in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 29 degrees, the low 14, the average temperature 22, that's 1 degree below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, a trace of snow, still just 1/10 of an inch for the month, that's 3.8 inches below normal. And with 13.8 inches of snow for the season, that's 6.9 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 60 set in 2008, and the record low 18 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning at 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:39 p.m. 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy, with any snow or mixed precipitation changing to a few rain showers and highs in the mid-30s. Rain tonight changing back to snow late with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, any mixed precipitation changing to a few rain showers today with highs in the lower 40s. Rain moving back in tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with any mixed precipitation changing to rain showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Rain this evening going back to snow overnight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with any mixed precipitation changing to rain showers today, highs in the lower 40s. Rain tonight back to snow late and lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with mixed precipitation today changing to a few rain showers and highs in the lower 40s. Rain tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with morning rain showers changing over to light snow. In the hills and mountains, some minor accumulation becoming windy across the region. Temperatures holding in the lower 30s. Cloudy and windy with a few snow showers, upper 20s on Thursday. Very cold on Friday, partly sunny in the teens. Mostly sunny, lower 20s Saturday. Chance of snow to the south on Sunday. Otherwise dry, lower 20s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-20s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.